I'm Sanjay Gupta in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. We've got a 360 exclusive, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., on a judge's stunning decision to overturn his cousin's murder conviction and killing what's rocked America's royal family. Let's get started.
The last time 15-year-old Martha Moxley was seen alive was the night before Halloween, October 1975. She went to a party with friends that night and was seen flirting with 17-year-old Thomas Skakel, nephew to Ethel Kennedy. She never returned home. The next day, Moxley's body was found in her yard in Greenwich, Connecticut, bludgeoned and stabbed to death by a broken golf club that was found near her body. That club was traced back to the Skakel home, though no fingerprints were found.
They hit her so hard that the golf club broke. And then they took the shaft and they stabbed her with it 6 or 7 times.
Suspicion immediately fell on Thomas Skakel, the last person seen with Moxley the night of the party. Another suspect was Ken Littleton, a Skakel family tutor who moved in with the family the day of the murder, but police never charged either of them, citing a lack of evidence. For 2 decades, the case languished. A series of books on the high-profile crime renewed interest and led to new tips. And a new suspect in January of 2000, 40-year-old Michael Skakel, Thomas Skakel's little brother. Michael was also 15 at the time of the crime, which meant 25 years later, he was charged as a juvenile. He turned himself into police after an arrest warrant was issued, all the while proclaiming his innocence.
To my knowledge, there's no physical evidence, there's no DNA evidence, there's no scientific evidence or anything that links Michael Skakel to this crime.
Despite that, a number of witnesses placed him at the crime scene the night of the murder. 2 witnesses testifying they heard Skakel boasting he could get away with murder because he was a Kennedy. Prosecutors claim Michael Skakel was jealous of his older brother's relationship with Moxley and killed the girl in a jealous rage, a charge he denied. The judge eventually ruled Michael Skakel should be tried as an adult.
Everyone assumes he's guilty. He's been arrested. He's this Kennedy cousin. There's books, there's movies, there's a lot of spin, a lot of disinformation, and no one really knows the story. The jury trial will expose the evidence to the public.
The trial began in 2002. Skakel was found guilty and sentenced to 20 years to life for Moxley's murder.
I can't give up. Martha was, you know, she was very special. I had 2 children, and to lose one was a major, major thing, and I'm just not going to give up.
Deborah Feyrick, CNN, New York.